Welcome to UBP Podcast. My name is Karim Salameh. I am an investment specialist at UBP, and today we are discussing Codemasters M&A activities and its positive contribution to the UBAM Europe Small Cap Equity Fund. The UBAM Europe Small Cap Equity Fund has benefited during the course of 2020 from its holdings of video gaming companies, which have benefited from strong organic growth complemented with M&A. For example, Codemasters Group holding was up 116.4% year-to-date, and Stillfront Group was up 142.8% year-to-date, both in euros. Whilst we have trimmed our exposure to both stocks following strong gains, we have maintained our holdings as we continue to believe the long-term fundamentals for both businesses remain strong. Codemasters has been owned in the portfolio since 2018. It is a specialist in video games focused on auto racing. Their industry-leading franchises include F1, Grid, Dirt, and Project Cars. The position size on December 11th was 2.23% of the portfolio. On November 6, 2020, Codemasters confirmed that it has received an offer for the company at 485p from a US video gaming company, Take-Two Interactive Software. The offer consisted of 25% in cash and 75% Take-Two shares, and represented only a 25% premium of the 3 months average share price. This Monday, 14 December, Codemasters confirmed that it has received a counter-offer from EA Games at 604p, representing an additional 25% premium, with 100% of the offer being in cash. The offer has been unanimously recommended by the board. Year-to-date, the UBAM Europe Small Cap Equity Fund has returned 7.12%, outperforming the MSCI Europe Small Cap Index by 8.46%. This performance is net of fees using the IC Euro share class. We hope you enjoyed this podcast. Feel free to contact us for any questions or visit our website, ubp.com.